I am ready to go, man. We have Steve Ozell and Bud Dickman. See, I had some dermatological work done here on a spot on my neck. What can I tell you, man? You know, too much fucking sun is what that was. But I will tie this bow here, you know, like that, and fuck it. Sun damage is what the good old doctor calls it, you know. Look at this, man. I got like a bow tie or some shit, you know. All right, so we're going to have Steve and Bud today. Probably go through some of the National Football League action as it pertains to this coming weekend's. There's playoff time, so let me see if we've got those guys in the search mode here. I hope so. Google. Search. NFL.com. We had miserable fucking football here this weekend for, you know, bowl games, Rose Bowl, and what was the other one, the Sugar Bowl? It wasn't miserable. It was actually, well, we'll find out. Steve is in big, big pain. So we're not going to have much of a pre-show here today. You know, I was sitting, I was having dinner this evening talking to a friend of mine, and I said, with everybody listening to podcasts the way they are, 40 million plus, and the number is growing every day, with people more oriented, in other words, toward audio entertainment than ever before, how is it that radio is in the shape it's in? In other words, that people are not listening to it. Now, yeah, you know, they could probably point to all kinds of numbers and all kinds of statistics. Perhaps they could point to, you know, a rising advertising shares. But the fact is, the programming on radio is the same as it's always been, except for the fact that instead of talk radio now, we're listening mostly to sports talk. But you don't really have a very... There isn't anywhere near the creative content that you've got on radio that you have with podcasting. Some people will also say, well, you know, look at the money that radio continues to make compared to podcasting. True. Overall, I would say that radio is probably still making more money than podcasting. But, you know, that's something you would expect at this particular stage. If podcasting overtook radio money-wise this early on in the game, it would be a catastrophe that has been unequaled in the history of media. What you're seeing instead is a increasing listenership for podcasting, and there will be the commensurate increasing revenue. And what is radio going to do to respond to that? I don't know. But I'm stunned by the fact that there's no, with podcasting as strong as it is, there's no real radio, there's no rebound there for radio. Certainly not when you're listening. We've got three talks, we have three sports stations in L.A. They all sound the same. They all sound exactly the fucking same. I can't tell the difference between one, except for the fact that when they ID themselves, one is the Beast. That's KFWB, which used to be a news station. Now it's a sports station. That's the Beast. And then there's ESPN at 710, I think. And I think we got one other. I don't know which one it is or what it is, but... I think the Beast is carrying... maybe the Dodgers are back on KBC. Fuck, I don't know. All right. And. You guys ready to go?
Yeah, I'm about as ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right, man, I'm just checking, you know, because...
well, you know, don't have to rub it in, Mr. Henry.
I'm not rubbing shit in. Fuck. In. Okay. What is the other one? All right, folks. I think we have Feinbaum here. Here he is.
Mr. Feinbaum.
Who do you have in this matchup? Oregon or the defending national champs, Florida State, a team that hasn't lost in their last 29 games?
29 fucking games. So that is what's happening. Here we go.